So a quick story. At General Assembly, someone was talking about the difference between change and impact. He said, your car can stop running, can not start. And you can have the mechanic look at it, and the mechanic might change your back left tire. Well, change has been made, but nothing that was really significant. The problem has not been affected. There's not been an impact on the thing that you most wanted to have an impact on. We all know change happens all the time. It's not an option. We can't prevent it. If we sit, we are changing in spite of ourselves. If we hold on to the past, it's more like atrophy. The question is, what kind of impact do we want to have with the changes that we make? Now, the inclination, I think, is to make changes that we're ready and willing and eager to make. And there are a lot of those that we might be willing to make for justice. There are a lot of those that we might be willing to make for the environment. There are a lot of those that we might be willing to make for hunger and our family, whatever. There may be a lot of those. The problem is, the ones that make the most difference are not the ones that we gladly and willingly run towards making. They're the hard ones. They're the ones that we don't easily identify. They ask of us something that's difficult. That's what makes the change. In our lives, if we look back, I would venture to say most of you would agree that the places in your lives that have had the biggest shift were unanticipated or uninvited changes. And they weren't easy. When we sit at General Assembly or in gatherings of interfaith, when we sit with people in groups who have profoundly different views and conclusions than we do, the ways that we will get past those divisions, those chasms, require of us different tactics. If it's our tactic normally to sit back and say nothing and do nothing, then we have to become emboldened. If it's our tendency to be aggressively strident and in people's face, then we need to learn how to back up some. All of those tools have a place. But when the things that we've been doing for decades and decades and decades and pouring our heart and energy and time into to the point that we might be ready to give up don't seem to be making a difference, it's time to make the changes we don't want to make. I'm not saying we have to agree with people who we think are very misguided. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that we have to learn ways to be able to hear how they got there, why they're there. And I know the last time I was in the pulpit, I said a lot of the same things. I was talking about all of us know people who are intelligent and caring who have wound up on the flip side of issues, and it just baffles the daylights out of us. How could they think that? How can they be that way? Why can't they understand? Well, because from where they sit, the truth looks different. And we're never going to convert them by yelling in their faces. We're never going to convert them by telling them they're stupid. We're never going to change anything unless we learn how to come in love and caring to understand how people different than us arrive at those places. Now, the people that are in the Black Lives of UU movements want our allies, but they want to lead. They don't want us out there telling them what to do or how they need to do their business. They want our support. We're used to standing up. I mean, we are, many of us, comfortable going into spaces with authority and speaking truth to power. But many of us have enjoyed the luxury of doing that without paying very dearly for doing it. The processes that we need to engage in are learning how to empower other people, and that's not giving them stuff, it's holding them up, getting out of the way often. But just like I said, all of these tools have a place. The combinations and where they fit, the locks have been changed. And the key to every one of those locks has got to be found in love. If your actions are not motivated in something that's overarching and bigger than any of these problems, it will have minimal effect. But you know what? I honestly, personally believe that we are better positioned to hold that space and invite that love into safety than any other group in our area. And maybe as a denomination in our country, the battles will still be going on. And we have to speak truth to power. But we also have to cultivate the voices that can be heard, and the ears and hearts that can have new understanding and deeper understanding and a more lasting impact. I love y'all. I miss you.